Something a little bit different now on Breakfast. Tanya De Jong joins us. She's the founder of With One Voice, which is a social innovation in song. Just explain that in a nutshell, Tanya.
Sure. Yeah, so it's part of a charity I founded 5 years ago called Creativity Australia, and we bring together the most diverse voices possible in weekly quiet. So we bring together CEOs, doctors, lawyers, teachers, principals with migrants, job seekers and people with depression and disabilities aged from 9 to 90 of all faiths and all backgrounds to sing together weekly and meet each other's wishes. We have a wish list. Mm-hmm. And so people can ask for whatever they need in life from other choir members. And because singing gets you into such a fantastic brain space, like it literally changes the chemistry of your brain when you sing with other people, you're in a much better frame of mind. So you're much more inclined to ask for what you need in life and you're more likely to help other people.
Okay. Do you have to be able to sing?
No, not at all. So, you know, I'm a singer, but when I was 14, I was told I should never bother having singing lessons. And about 85% of people have been told by either their parents, teacher, kids or partner that they can't sing at some point in their lives. And quite often it's when we're young and we carry this message with us through our whole lives that we can't sing. And it stops us from expressing our full creative selves.
Okay, so
what's not for us at all?
So, in regards to what sort of person you talked about, what sort of line of work or line of life they all come from? You know, is it someone who's lacking confidence and you want to pull something out of them, or is it for someone who? I mean, yeah, explain to sort of the ideal person who fits into the role here.
No, look, it literally can be anybody. So, you know, all of us are wanting to, you know, sometimes break out of the box and not be caught in the same role that we've been in all our lives. And this is literally about helping people to find their voice, not just their singing voice, but greater meaning and purpose in life. So we get a lot of very confident people but who are stressed, and this is like their one release. You know, they leave from the office, they come to one of the With One Voice programs, and it's like I can be having the most grumpy day and I walk in within 5 minutes of walking in to Melbourne Sings, I just like feel so different. You know, I'll see the girl who's got cerebral palsy and she's so happy to be there, and you pinch yourself and you go, you know what, my life's not so bad. It gives you a sense of perspective with others. We also do get people who are lacking in self-esteem, who've always had a dream that they wish they could speak or sing, you know, but have been told that they can't at some point in their lives, and this gives them a whole new lease of life. And I think just the energy of singing with other people is so powerful. There's no limits on who might get involved. I've seen the gamut. And, you know, I work with a lot of corporate teams and groups, top 100 of McKinsey, or, you know, top teams with AGL or ANZ or whoever it might be. And quite often we'll do a program called One Team, One Voice.
Yep.
And we literally, within 20 minutes, will get the whole room singing in four-part harmony African gospel songs with actions. Mm. And it's like the group thinks, well, if I can do this, which I thought I couldn't do, then what else can I do, and what else can we do together? So it gives people a sense of can-do, of possibility, of, you know, why haven't I tried this before?
No, absolutely. Sounds fantastic. We're speaking to Tanya De Jong, who's the founder of With One Voice. Now, it's in Sydney and Melbourne. Any chance that you might be able to establish...
Come to Perth.
Yeah, over to Perth?
Yeah. Well, look, actually, we're starting Brisbane in a couple of months as well. And generally speaking, what happens is a philanthropist or foundation or government will come together and help start the program, because we subsidise about 50% of the people into the program, because there are, it's bringing together a mix of really different people that helps the program work so well and helps people meet each other's wishes. So, yeah, I mean, if there's a philanthropist out there or a company or government who would like to support Perth with One Voice, we'd love to bring the program to Perth. We've got inquiries and interest from all around Australia. And as you might know, I think you know, I just released this TED talk.
Yes.
On how singing together changes the brain. And it's been viewed a lot of times in the last just couple of weeks that it's been out. It's been viewed amazing amount of times. So I encourage people to go and have a look at that TEDx talk, how singing together changes the brain, because it really does much further illustrate, you know, the outcomes that we're having. I mean, we've literally helped like hundreds of people connect to jobs, and we've even had marriages and, you know, help people learn English and just so many different things. It's been amazing.
So do you think that when I'm driving my children to the beach mm-hmm. or to a friend's house and I start singing in the front seat and they go, Dad, can yep. you stop it?
Yeah.
Am I a candidate to help you out?
Yeah, you're perfect. You're the perfect one. Anyone who's been told, like anyone who's been told that they shouldn't sing or can't sing, they're the perfect candidate. And you know, I just encourage people also, just look, don't tell people they can't sing. I mean, we all were given a voice to tune in with others. If you go to Fiji or Vanuatu or any of those places, those communities all sing together, no lessons. You know, we're tuned in as human beings to connect with one another, and we've just stopped ourselves from doing that for too long. So 2014 is the year to change the world one voice
Got it.
At a time.
Got it. Love it. Good on you, Tanya. Have a good one, and have a great New Year's Eve.
Thanks a lot. And do you want our website?
Yeah, what's the website? You know, yes, absolutely.
So it's, www.creativityaustralia.org.au. Right. And we'd love people's support. They can, you know, help someone.
Yeah, volunteers and conductors
all sorts of things.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Love it. So what's that website again?
creativityaustralia.org.au.
Appreciate your time. Happy New Year.
You too.